This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at deliberatenoise.com/sci-fi, S-C-I-F-I. For feedback, you can call 734-331-0772 or email me sci-fi at deliberatenoise.com. Let me double check that. All right. This is going to be a rather rushed show. And by the way, it is SCIFI at deliberatenoise.com. I don't know why I waited so late in the day to do this, but I wanted to go ahead and talk about some of the canceled sci-fi / genre shows before the kids get home. They should be getting home in about half an hour, maybe a little less. So I'm going to try to run through this real quick. Now, these are just the ones, the shows, that are on NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, CW, and certain cable channels. So it's not everything, right? Because some stuff we don't know if it's going to be canceled or not. And the first one is Medium. Now, Medium was on NBC, but after a few seasons, it moved over to CBS. And I quit watching it after like the second season. No reason why, because it was an enjoyable enough show. It was about this woman who could actually, who was a true psychic, could actually see things happening. She didn't always understand what was going on, but she could, you know, because some of her visions were vague, but she could figure them out most of the time. And like I said, it was a really well acted show, well written at times, but for some reason it was on. Oh, yeah. For some reason, I quit watching it. But it used to come on right after Heroes, which is on Monday. And Monday is the night I watch pro wrestling. So there you go. And when it moved to CBS, I have no idea what night it came on. So that's why I stopped watching Medium. However, a lot of people said that it was still a good show, you know. Yeah, but for some reason, It was good, but it just wasn't good enough to stick with me, you know. Okay, through the magic of editing, we're going to continue on with the show. However, it's like about 18 hours later. Oh, such a weird day. Anyway, we're going to knock off the rest of these shows without interruption, hopefully. Anyway, No Ordinary Family was also canceled. I like this show. It was about a family who got superpowers, you know, and it started off kind of slow, where it was more about them trying to figure out what their powers were and how they could use them and that kind of stuff. And then once it got away from the almost slice of life family stuff and into more of an actual storyline, it got much, much better. At least to me it did. And towards the end, though, I kind of figured out where they went wrong. In the beginning, they tried to appeal to both the mainstream and the geek audiences. That's why it was told at the same pace as a regular, just a regular ABC family drama, you know. It wasn't, which is really weird, because you would think with superheroes and a lot of comic book type overtones that it would be a lot more melodramatic than it was, but it really wasn't. It was about a couple who both had very busy jobs, trying to deal with their teenage kids who are going through teenage kid stuff. You know, I mean, if they hadn't of had superpowers, it would have been, I don't know, just been like just a regular, like I said, a regular family drama, you know. But it did had superpowers, and they did every now and then try to drop in stuff that would make the geeks squeal a little bit, like, oh, look, they mentioned comic book stuff, right? And that's where it kind of went wrong, because the geeks wanted to see more of the comic booky superhero stuff, and the mainstream audience really didn't want to see that. You know, it's really weird if you take Batman and get rid of his costume and the creeps that he faces and all his gadgets, you're left with a keen analytical mind, okay? A detective. You take him from a vigilante type and put him as a cop or somebody who works with cops. You've got the mentalist, right? You put him in a hospital, you've got House. You know, you make it a little campier and you've got Psych. You know, but you put him in a costume that's not Batman and nobody cares. It's really weird that way. But yeah, that's the problem, is that they tried to split their focus. And it never really works for too long. You know, I mean, to me, the exceptions to the rule were Smallville. But even that went from basically being like Dawson's Creek or One Tree Hill with superpowers, to really towards the end, they didn't try to to appeal to the mainstream audience all that much. They were like, you know what? The only reason that we're still on the air is because the geeks are supporting us on this last place network. So to hell with it. We're going to give them what they want. You know, we're going to keep the girlfriends happy by putting in some sappy love stuff. But for the most part, it's all going to be about superheroes. You know, but the main guy doesn't have a costume, basically, you know. And Heroes, you know, Heroes was fairly successful at trying to straddle both worlds. I mean, it lasted 4 seasons. You know, you could arguably say Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but with as much love as Buffy the Vampire Slayer gets, it never really tried to appeal to the mainstream audience, you know? Same thing. I think that Angel tried harder than Buffy did to appeal to the mainstream audience, and even after a while, Angel just gave up. You know, yeah. But yeah, that's how it is. You know, but it's a shame, because, like I said, the show got really good towards the end. If you liked, I'm gonna say, if you liked the first season of Heroes, but you thought there were like entirely too many characters, Then you would have liked the last half of the season for No Ordinary Family. I mean, I really, really dug it. And they set it up so that it was going towards some interesting avenues for story direction. You know, I'm going to spoil some stuff. But in the last episode, George got exposed, and I think he had superpowers. But we don't know how long those are going to last, you know. A bunch of criminals had gotten powers, and they were let loose on the world. Lucy Lawless and her company were still out there. And in the very end, the U.S. government came and said to the family, the Powells, we need your help. Basically, we need your help getting these guys, you know, getting these 80 criminals back, back behind bars, which says that the government has been aware of what they've been doing all this time, you know? And so, I mean, there are a lot of ways they could have gone, and hopefully, somebody will come up with a new, a comic book series, you know, because like I said, I really liked it, and they don't have to worry about the special effects budget to go to comic books, you know. I mean, it doesn't always work, the comic book thing, because I know a lot of people like the Firefly comic books, but there's just something that there's just some spark that's missing from it. You know, from the TV show and the movie to the comic books. And apparently Buffy, Vampire Slayer, and Angel are both still popular. So there we go. Next up, Smallville finally came to its end. Now, Smallville, I just mentioned it, is also the story of, it started off the story of Clark Kent back in high school. 10 years later, I think he finally got out of high school. I wasn't quite sure. But it started off as a monster of the week, right? And then it just got really, really convoluted there for a while with Lana Lang and witches and introducing Lois Lane really, really early in the whole Superman mythology. Clark Kent and Lex Luthor were best friends at one point. It really messed with a lot of things, you know, especially since they tried to take some of the aspects from Smallville and apply them to the regular DC universe, which is something that DC's always done, you know. As if I can remember correctly, Kryptonite was on the Superman radio show before it was in the comic books. I think Batgirl. I'm not too sure about Batgirl. I'm pretty sure that Aunt Harriet was a TV creation before she was in the comic books. I want to say Batgirl was around the same time, but I'm not 100% positive. But there was the whole campiness of the TV show that made it its way into the comic books. They're not the only ones who are guilty of that, because Marvel does the same thing, you know. The X-Men and their black leather thing, I'm pretty sure that was done because Hollywood doesn't like superhero costumes or giant robots. So they try to make these superhero costumes look more like uniforms and less like costumes. And they try their hardest not to have giant robots on anything. Unless, of course, you're making a horrible movie based on a rather stupid cartoon and comic book series. I said it. Never was a Transformers fan. Anyway, so With Smallville, I really stopped watching at around maybe season 5 or 6. I'm not 100% sure which one. It was one of those things where I was watching Smallville, and then all of a sudden I missed an episode or two and didn't care, and I missed a bunch more and didn't care. I think it was around the time where they were I think the last episode I watched on a regular basis, or even a semi-regular basis, Lana Lang was a witch, and they were in Japan for some odd reason. I don't know. Like I said, around that time, I was like, I don't get it. I don't care. And I came back every now and then for special episodes, like the Justice episode, when they introduced Black Canary, because so many people were complaining about her costume, her look, and somebody said that she was really ugly. And I was like, really? They got an ugly Black Canary? And I checked, that child wasn't ugly. Possibly miscast, because she didn't really look like she could kick much ass, but she wasn't ugly. I also checked out the Justice Society of America episode, mostly because I wanted to see Hawkman, you know. I checked out the Legion of Superheroes, big, huge Legion of Superheroes fan. And I checked out the finale. And I don't know, maybe it was just me, but I could have sworn that in the background of one of the scenes, I could have sworn I kind of saw the Legion, you know, the people who were playing the Legion of Superheroes, but they were like way back in the back, you know, they were like out of focus. But I was like, wait a minute, that looks like the three kids who played the Legionnaires. I could be wrong. Maybe they put it in there as a little Easter egg. Maybe they did. Maybe I'm just imagining things. I don't know. But yeah, that's how it was. And, you know, each time I went back for a special episode, I was kind of impressed that they kept the story going on so long. They made all these changes, but it still felt like it still had the same feeling of the early episodes, but without that whole monster of the week thing, you know, sort of, you know, to contrast that, I should say. Supernatural to me seems way different now than those early episodes. Those early episodes of them doing their monster of the week, way different. The early episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer seem different than the later ones, just drastically. But somehow, even with more characters, with pretty much changing the focus of the show, Smallville felt the same, you know. But anyway, I'm probably going to go back, especially since as long as the episodes are still on Netflix streaming, and try to catch up on all those old Smallville episodes. Yeah, maybe if I just sit down and watch a marathon of them, the whole Lana Lang as a witch thing won't bug me as much as it did. Although, who knows. Anyway, The Cape was on NBC. It was also canceled. Now, this was a really weird one. I really don't have a whole lot to say about it because I couldn't make it through the first episode. I just was bored silly. But everybody I know who actually watched it said it was a good show, you know. Unfortunately for The Cape, it came on Monday nights opposite of wrestling, and that's what I watch. That's what I watch, and I can watch it on. And I couldn't record it on a DVR because I'm pretty sure it came on at 9 o'clock. I was watching wrestling on one channel, and I was recording House on the other channel because that's a show that Patty and I watch. And guys, you know, there's a watch that you and your lady watch. There's a show that you and your lady watch. You make sure that it's recorded. Simple as that. Anyway, so I have really nothing a lot to say about The Cape other than other people said it was good. There was also The Event. I tell you right now, I liked the first episode. I liked the first 9 episodes. But then it went on that break. That break that kills shows like this, you know. And not only did I not go back to it, which I could have found it on Hulu, I believe, but I just didn't. I couldn't record it because it was one that came on Monday at 10, and I'm pretty sure we were recording Hawaii 5-0. You know, so it just it got bumped from the schedule, then it just got bumped from my mind. You know, I mean, I liked what I watched, but it's just, I don't know, there was just something. I liked what I saw, but it wasn't enough for me to really give a damn to even go and like download episodes off the internet. Okay. If there's a show I really like, but it gets bumped because I'm watching, like, if I'm watching something, I'm recording two other things or whatever, I'll admit, I might, you know, on occasion, if I can't find it on Hulu or something, I might turn to other means, right? Especially if I can't get my friends to record it for me and put it on a VHS or something. But for this show, I didn't care that much. There's a fine line between a intricate plot and a convoluted plot. All right. Not intricate. Let me say complex. There's a big difference between complex and convoluted. And at times it kind of went over towards the convoluted side. So, I saw on Twitter that somebody said that the last 3 minutes made up for the last 3 minutes were great science fiction, but you know, there's like what, 20 episodes of the show, and no thanks. Now, The Gates was also canceled. This show had no shot from the start. And this one of those shows where you watch and just know this is not going to last. There's another show that came on. It was The Gates and Scoundrels. Scoundrels about this family of ne'er-do-wells who are trying to go straight. There were con artists and thieves, but when the father went to prison, they decided they were going to straighten up and try to do things the right way. But their better, their other nature, I should say, just kept pulling at them. You know, looked at that and I was like, "This isn't going to last. This is not going to last." That was canceled. And The Gates was basically about this gated community. The sheriff gets hired. This lawman gets hired to be basically the sheriff of this gated community. He's in charge of the police force there. Not realizing that it's home to vampires and werewolves and witches and all other kind of supernatural type beings. It's a really cool concept, but it is not. It was doomed. It was never going to last. I watched that first episode. I was like, "This is not going to last," because it was one of those guilty pleasure type shows, right? Because it was basically a mix of Desperate Housewives and Vampire Diaries, you know, but with vampires and werewolves and witches and succubi and just regular people all living together, you know. And the reason I say that is because it was presented like really very melodramatic, heavy-handed, soap opera-ish, like Desperate Housewives. but it's like Vampire Diaries, in that they could have vampires and werewolves all going crazy on each other. But all of a sudden we got to switch gears and there's a PTA meeting and there's a dance for the kids. You know, that's one thing that always cracks me up about Vampire Diaries, all this death and destruction, but they have to go to school because there's a school dance. Anyway, so that's what it is. The Gates is on Netflix streaming. So if you really want to see a really cheesy, fun, goofy show that's not intentionally funny. It's not supposed to be funny, but it's just something so goofy about the whole premise that you just sit back, turn off your mind, and enjoy the cheese, basically. It's on Netflix stream. It's called The Gates, and I liked it. V, we know what this one's about. I've said it before, but V bugged me. It bugged me because there was too much sneaking around, not enough shooting, you know. I remember the original V being a lot more action-packed. Maybe it's because I was a kid. Maybe it's because I was also reading comic books as I was watching TV. I don't know, but it just seemed like there's a whole hell of a lot of sneaking around, talking, figuring out what to do next on this V, where the other V, he had Michael Ironside saying, "Hey, you know what? We're gonna go over there and blow that up. Let's go blow it up." You know, at least that's what it seemed like to me. Could be wrong, right? I don't know. You know, the show just sort of plodded along to me. You know, they introduced a bunch of characters, didn't care about any of them. Some of them went somewhere, some of them didn't, did not care at all. Excuse me. Now, there's a show coming on TNT called Falling Skies, and hopefully it'll do the whole Resistance versus Alien Invaders thing the right way. You know, aliens come down and shoot them. You know, especially when you know that they're bad guys. Yeah, fifth column on a crap, who cares? You know, but you know, I could be wrong. I could not. That might not be what Falling Skies is about. That might just be something that they put in a trailer. And actually, Falling Skies is about, you know, a serious drama about making aliens versus the Resistance television show, you know. And they show that, but it's really a character study about the things that go through the minds of an actor as they're putting together a project. I have no clue. But if that's the case, then hey, we got some hell of a trailers. Anyway, Caprica was also canceled. Never watched it, but it looked like to me that it took all of the boring philosophy and religion stuff from Battlestar Galactica, added a bunch of made-up technology, and said, "Here's a show. Oh, and we're gonna have orgies in it." I don't know. Some people said that it was. Some people obviously have never heard me before, ever listened to this show or listen to comic book noise, or movie noise. Actually, tried to get me to watch it by saying that it was a lot like The Matrix, you know. And I was like, "Which one? The first one, the second one, or the third one?" And they always give me a look like, "Are you insane? I'm talking about the first one." I will say it, going on record, the first Matrix was my least favorite out of the trilogy. Out of the, there's four parts. Yeah, anyway, my favorite was the Animatrix. Loved the Animatrix. Then there was part two, then there was part three, and then there was the first part. Now you're probably saying, "But Derek, that just goes against all logic." I fell asleep four times while watching the original Matrix, you know. Now, two and three may have had a different feel than the first one. There may be more plot holes and that kind of stuff, but there were very few spots for me to actually fall asleep, you know. Especially that second one. That second one, man, that was a good movie. Anyway, so Caprica never bothered with it. It seemed like they took most of the boring parts from one of my favorite recent sci-fi television shows, and sort of made it like one of my least favorite sci-fi movies, and put it on some crazy time. I think they put it on like Saturday, Sunday nights. I don't know. Whatever time they put it on, it was one of those times I wasn't really. I could have been watching nothing, I still wouldn't watch Caprica. Anyway. And finally, last thing on the list is Stargate Universe. Now, everybody who's listening to this show knows that this one really hurts because I love that show. Really do. No, in fact, I love it so much that I haven't finished watching all of it, all the episodes, because it went on their break. They announced that it had been canceled. And I was just like so bummed out, so bummed out. That was like, you know what? I'm just gonna bank them all. I'm just gonna save them all up and I'm going to watch them as a marathon, you know? And I started watching them all in a row. And as I'm watching it and I'm really getting into the things and I'm really digging it, and I'm thinking to myself, why in the world is this show canceled? You know? So they can... No, I'm not going to say anything bad about Being Human, because there's a place for remakes, you know. But Stargate Universe. Let's say Caprica is when they took all the boring stuff from Battlestar Galactica. And even though I don't really see a whole lot of it, let's say they took all the best parts of Battlestar Galactica and they put it in the Stargate Universe, you know, and then they made the television show Stargate Universe. So, man, yeah, it bums me out. I still have like 4 left, and I'm watching it, and I watch it, and then it gets to where the commercial break is, and I just pause it, cut it off, and go do something else, and just let it marinate in my head for a while. Man, I love that show. But I'm going to get flack for this. But let's say that the number one television science fiction franchise is Star Trek. Okay. Number two would be Battlestar Galactica. I'm missing somebody. Star Trek, Battlestar Galactica. Let's go with X-Files. Because they know they had X-Files, and they had that, which went on forever. And that other show. What was that other show? Lone Gunman. I think there was another one, wasn't there? It was another X-Files spinoff. Who cares? And you have Farscape. And then you'd have, like, Stargate, all those different Stargate ones. And when you have the third sequel for a fifth-rate sci-fi franchise, then your third sequel, sixth rate, because I want to put Battlestar Galactica ahead of ahead of one of those. But then you have that Stargate went on forever. SG-1 went on forever. Then Atlantis went on forever. Was there another one? Who knows? And so when you finally get around to wanting to change the formula. Anyway, yeah, I think I've gone on about that before. I think it's a shame, you know. Oh, well. It's kind of like, you know, because like I said, there were a lot of people who were hating on Stargate Universe, you know. Sort of reminds me of the Wonder Woman pilot, you know, because NBC was making this Wonder Woman pilot. Adrian Palicki from the Friday Night Lights and the unaired Lost in Space pilot was going to play Wonder Woman, and they released some images, and people immediately, the geeks immediately ripped into this, they ripped in that, they ripped into everything. Right, they said, "Oh my God, I hate it. It looks, that costume makes her look like a stripper." And I was like, "I remember thinking to myself when I first read that. And I read that from a bunch of different people. It made her look like a stripper, a whore, something else. I can't remember what it was." And I remember thinking to myself, "She's more covered up than Linda Carter was," you know. But they just didn't give it a chance. They started filming some stuff, and people were complaining about the still images that they saw right? Because she was running and said, "Wow, look at that look on her face." And I'm just like, it's a screen capture. She's just ridiculous complaining, right? And so NBC passed on it. So now there is no Wonder Woman television show. And if you think anybody else is going to want to attempt this for the next, oh, I say maybe 10 or 15 years, then you're insane. Good job. Good job. I was taking a wait and see approach. You know, I try to take wait and see approaches to television, you know. And that you may think, but Derek, you wouldn't watch The Cape or Caprica. No, I couldn't make it through The Cape. And with Caprica, the descriptions that I got were boring, and life's too short for boring. I would rather have something brainless that I can watch that keeps me entertained than something that I find extremely boring, but, you know, makes me think a little bit. I don't want to think. I just want to watch TV. Anyway, so no Wonder Woman. Also, apparently on a recent episode, I said that it was the series finale of Fringe. I'd like to correct myself. I have a TV podcast, and so I follow most of the English-speaking television networks. You know, I follow American shows, I follow Canadian shows, Australian shows, and shows in the UK. In the UK, what we call a series, I mean, what we call a season, they call a series. Okay. So when I said that it was the series finale, it was actually I meant season finale, right? If I was talking about a British show and I said series finale, then they would know, okay, that's the end of series three. And, you know, series four is going to start up. So that's what I meant. I did not mean that the show was coming to a complete end. It was only coming to a complete end for this season / series. So if there was some kind of confusion, I apologize for it. It was all on me. Fringe has been renewed for at least one more year, possibly two, because quite frankly, they don't have anything else for Friday nights, you know? So just leave it where it is. It has an audience. If you want to increase the audience, oh, I don't know, put it on a Sunday. But guess what? It's not going on Sunday. They have the animation domination on Sunday, so they'd rather put out crap like Bob's Burgers and put on a live action. Anything. I can't remember the last live action show they've had on a Saturday. Sunday. Anyway, so that's it. Those are the shows that were canceled. That's my little brief thoughts about them. I am trying to find, I'm not going to say I'm trying to find a list. I know where I can find lists of of the genre type shows that are coming out in the fall. And if I get a chance, I will I'll record my thoughts on, you know, my impressions, my initial impressions on them. But just remember that those are just all, wait and see. Anyway, thank you. If you have any feedback, stop by the website, deliberatenoise.com/sci-fi, S-C-I-F-I. You can send feedback to sci-fi, S-C-I-F-I, at deliberatenoise.com. Or you can call the audio, blah, 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 blah. Or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. Thank you for listening, especially if you're a new listener. I appreciate you making it this far. And if you are a returning listener, you know I appreciate you. You know it. This shouldn't even have to be said. I'm just saying thank you to the new people because they're here. But you know how I feel about you. And if you're not listening, who cares about you? You're not listening anyway. So I will be back soon with another episode. Thanks.
problem, we're gonna eat.